Good morning. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm joined now by an entire troop of the Girl Scouts, actually. Too many to introduce individually, so we'll just say that I'm joined now by the Girl Scouts. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good.
So we're here to talk about some of the things the Girl Scouts have done, some events they have coming up, some enrollment, and just everything the Girl Scouts are up to here, there, and everywhere. So what's the good news, girls?
Well, one at a time.
We've been selling cookies, and we've been doing a cakewalk for, like, whenever you draw a car, numbers, and two numbers at the end, they have to call your numbers, and if you have it, you get a free cake, and then you get to keep doing it, and the other people just get to pick what they want.
That's great. Do you know what that was supporting, or what the, or was it just a cakewalk for fun?
Dalton.
You're doing it for Dalton Defenders Days?
Yes.
All right. Well, what else have the Girl Scouts been up to?
Well, we're having a craft show this Saturday. It's from 9 to 5 on the 4th. And on Tuesday, on the 7th, meeting at 5:30, they're going over camping badges. And on the 11th, we're going to do camping on the 11th next week.
I'm scared.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's all right to be a little nervous on the radio. So what do you girls like about being in the Girl Scouts?
Well, because we get to do fun things and get to sell cookies to other people.
We get to do stuff that we've never done before.
We get to help people.
You get to go to the skating rink.
Wait, what?
If people don't have food, like, we could sell them stuff.
Stake on.
So, what are some of the things you've learned in the Girl Scouts?
To be kind.
To be kind to everyone and be a sister to every Girl Scout.
Now, do the Girl Scouts have, like, any morals or codes that they have to live by?
Yes.
What are those codes?
The Girl Scout law.
Well, what are the Girl Scout laws?
I will do my best to be honest and fair, friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong, responsible for what I say and do, and to respect myself and others, respect authorities, use resources wisely, and make the world a better place, and to be a sister to every Girl Scout.
I think that's a pretty good code to live by. What are some examples in your own personal lives that you've used that code to make your life a little bit better, or maybe make someone else's life a little bit better?
Help them.
Help people out.
Help them.
All right. And if someone's interested in joining the Girl Scouts, what would you tell them? Like, what's the draw? Why would you encourage them to join?
Because they could learn different things and do activities
and change their lives.
It can change your lives?
Yeah.
No, I might ask have a little trade out here. We do have a lot of people in studio right now, so we're playing a little bit of shuffle as some more people sit down and some other people get in. All right. So, what have you guys been up to recently? Like, what are some events you just completed?
Selling cookies.
We've done the detectives.
The detectives? Mm-hmm. What was that?
Where we learned about how we could find out people's fingers.
Oh, like you learned about fingerprinting.
Yeah, we sticked it into some black stuff, and then put it on a piece of paper, and then you could see the little lines in your the little fingers.
Right, like everybody has a unique fingerprint and all that sort of thing. Well, that's pretty neat.
You did pumpkins too, because we went to my mom's work, medical lodge, and they did pumpkins.
So you like carved pumpkins or painted pumpkins?
No, we painted them.
We painted the pumpkins.
With some,
with some residents to paint the pumpkins.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're doing it with some residents at Medical Lodge?
Uh-huh.
That sounds really nice. Did they enjoy that?
Sorry.
Yes.
All right, and what else have you guys been up to?
We passed out grandparents' cards.
Grandparents' cards, like for a particular day or just for to be kind, or what was the reason?
For Grandparents' Day.
Grandparents' Day? Sort of like a Mother's Day or Father's Day, but Grandparents' Day?
And on the night at Pizza Hut, we're having a thing where the Girl Scouts can sign up.
Really? So if you have someone interested in joining the Girl Scouts, the 9th at Pizza Hut is where they can get more information about that.
At 6:30.
At 6:30 p.m. or a.m.?
P.m.
P.m. Okay. Be kind of hard in the morning. So 6:30 p.m. on the 9th at Pizza Hut if you're interested in joining the Girl Scouts. What are the ages on that?
Let's see.
I don't know
right
the ages.
Now it's 2nd through 8th grade.
Second.
That we're doing. But we've second got something that's smaller that's in there too. So we're going from kindergarten all the way up. So
if you just got a girl you want to get involved in the Girl Scouts, 6:30 on the 9th.
Right.
All right. Well, before we go, do you girls have anything else you'd like to say while you're live on the radio?
Good morning, Coffeeville!
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us, Tara. Thank you, girls, so much for joining me today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
We will.
Are you allowed to say your names?
Yeah, you can say your names. Go ahead.
My name is Grace.
Who's next?
You just got to take your turns, yeah.
My name is Kaylin.
My name's Amelia Colwick. And right next to me is Angel.
And then my cousin's name is Leanna.
All right, now what troop are you guys, or Girl Scout?
Brownies and Juniors.
Brownies and Juniors? Well, thank you so much for coming in and letting me know about the Girl Scouts. I know I got two daughters that'll probably be real interested. But you have a great rest of your day. And you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.